Recording this just before 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, October 12th. This is season 8. Trying to grab my pen. I don't know why. Nervous energy. Episode 36 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. $6 drinks all day, every day. And on the 4th of each month, Hooters celebrates 40 years with throwback events, including 83-cent wings and many great specials. Thanks to Hooters for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as well as hosting us for a very memorable draft night, our first in any Hooters since 2019. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com for any of your personal fantasy football questions on social media, Twitter or X, whatever you choose, and Instagram, it's ToddWright2121. I just want to jump in on some fantasy things as we are between week 5, about to start week 6. I would imagine you will listen to this after the Thursday night game is already played between the Chiefs and the Broncos, with an expectation of bad weather that could impact the style of game for all purposes on Thursday night. At least that's what I've heard. But I'm just going to talk some general things. And since I do not rank players, I defer to someone like a Matthew Berry for some talking points. You can look at Matthew Berry's rankings for yourself at NBCSports.com via the RotoWorld link. And he talks about these on Peacock. I've always been a fan of Matthew Berry and just use some of his numbers and his names to give us things to talk about here. Let's go ahead and start with his quarterback rankings for the week. Mahomes number one against the awful Broncos defense on Thursday night. Then Josh Allen, who other than week one has been putting up great numbers for the Buffalo Bills, what we expect from the number one overall point producer in fantasy football, according to my settings. Now, for the last 3 years and 5 weeks, Jalen Hurts is 3. The brotherly shove against the Jets defense may be spicy. Yeah, that might be worth watching right there. Lamar Jackson, 4. Tua Tagovailoa against the Panthers, 5. Panthers pass defense better than their run defense. Justin Fields, 6 against the Vikings defense off a win. Joe Burrow up to 7 in the rankings, although we've been tricked before by, oh, there's the Bengal win. Oh, there's Burrow making throws. Everything's fine. And then they play like garbage the next week. Bengals against Seahawks. Great note, and I have always alluded to how Pete Carroll teams handle traveling east very well. And I had not done the research to get the exact numbers. Florio did on ProFootballTalk.com in the picks section where he makes picks, I believe still with MDS, who was always good to me, as well as Mike was, for many years. And in the reference to them picking the Seattle at Cincinnati game, Florio posted the note. Seattle, in their last 20 games in the Eastern time zone, is 16-4. And if you're not impressed by that, I got nothing else for you. So Burrow and the Bengals, 7. Justin Herbert, 8. Bye week and even an extra day and a half to prepare with whatever was going on with that left finger injury against a Cowboy team that's already talking about, you know, we know Kellen Moore is on that side and, you know, we're going to bounce back. We're a better team than we were against the Niners. 9 is Matthew Stafford for the Rams against the Cardinals. Cooper Kupp looked very good in his return. So that's a couple of really solid targets bad word for me to use right on this podcast. Very couple of pass catchers for Matthew Stafford to have together in rookie Puka Nacua and a healthy Cooper Kupp. Trevor Lawrence at 10, Russell Wilson at 11. I guess that's garbage time stuff against the Chiefs in the bad weather. Not so sure. 12 is Kirk Cousins against the Bears. That's without Justin Jefferson. This is a significant week for the Vikings for a lot of reasons. If you're anything, you got to beat the Bears. It's the first of minimum four games without one of your best players, Justin Jefferson. A lot of complaints that Hockenson's not earning his paycheck. What's really going on here with the Vikings? And the Bears are off a win with extra rest. Dak Prescott, 13. Brock Purdy, 14. Geno Smith, 15. Joshua Dobbs, 16. These are fantasy rankings. Jared Goff, 17. 18 is Deshaun Watson. And we're still not sure if Deshaun is healthy enough to play or not. He better, especially if he's medically cleared. Running back rankings for Matthew Berry. Let's talk about those. Run CMC, 1 on the road against the Browns. Pollard, 2 against the Chargers. Eckler, 3, provided Eckler returns here after the bye week. So that would mean 2 of the top producing fantasy running backs in Matthew Berry's rankings do not go until Monday night. Bijan Robinson, who still is splitting time with Tyler Allgeier. I finally gave in and just picked up Allgeier as a handcuff. I'm not going to play them both. It was a very nice gentleman who emailed me a couple of weeks ago, all excited after the 70-20 game, that he had both Mostert and Achane. And I said, you can't play two running backs on the same team on your fantasy team. I'm not going to do it with the Falcons. But if Robinson goes down, clearly Allgeier is going to get plenty of work. So there's my handcuff on a team. ETN against the Colts is 5. Mostert is 6 for Dolphins against Panthers. If Dolphins get out, get that lead, start killing the clock, you know, as long as Mostert is healthy, you would imagine Mostert will just, let's keep the clock running. Here, Raheem. Although you're going to get some work for Ahmed and potentially Jeff Wilson Jr., who some of you, like me, picked up on waivers this week. Josh Jacobs, 7 for Raiders against Patriots. David Montgomery has been great for Lions against the Creamsicles. Isaiah Pacheco, especially in bad weather and against the Broncos with the game flow there. 9 for Matthew Berry. Alvin Kamara off a good game. 10 in Saints versus Texans. Kyron Williams out of the top 10 against the Cardinal defense this week. You would think with Cooper Kupp back in that offense, Kyron Williams gets more opportunities against smaller fronts. DeAndre Swift, 12 for Eagles against Jets. That's tough sledding there against the Jets defense. Kenneth Walker, 13 for the Seahawks against the Bengals. Seahawks get, you know, inside the 5-yard line. Walker's getting the ball. Saquon Barkley, provided he goes. 14 for Giants against Bills. Who knows at quarterback at this point if it's Daniel Jones or not? I don't know. As of Thursday at 12 noon. Joe Mixon, 15 for Bengals Seahawks. Mixon's still touching the ball a ton. Tackled a few times right near the goal line last week. There's some value in sort of future value in Joe Mixon, provided he has enough left. Because he's touching the ball so close to the goal line. Sorry, did you hear that? Apparently that was a lightning bolt and some thunder with the weather in the on the west coast of Florida. Derrick Henry, 16. Whoa. In international game against the Ravens, 16. Which I mean, the Titans are what, like a 4.5 point dog. But if Derrick Henry is the number 16 fantasy running back, the Titans should be like a double digit dog to the Ravens. I think that's a little low there. James Cook, a couple of bad weeks there, going up against the Giants at 17. Breece Hall, 18, after he scorched the Broncos, but now he gets the Eagles defensive front behind a Jets offensive line that playing one of their better men down. Madison, 19. Damian Pierce, 20. Ramondre's down at 22. Wow. Yeah, that's the way things are going for the Pats. Wide receiver rankings, according to Matthew Berry, NBC Sports, Roto World, Peacock. Tyreek Hill, 1. Likely without socks. Ja'Marr Chase, 2. Cooper Kupp, 3. Ja'Marr Chase may have a good matchup against the Seahawks based on what we saw 2 weeks ago in that Monday night game. The rookie corner for the Seahawks. Cooper Kupp, 3. Wow, that didn't take long. Whoa. Stephon Diggs, 4. Devontae Adams, 5. Still the bad shoulder, right? But you know he wants to play against the Patriots. Short week, but Raiders didn't travel. Still short week, though, off the Monday night. Keenan Allen, 6, off the bye. He's been huge this year. Going into the bye, in my scoring settings, he was wide receiver 3 for the first 4 weeks. CeeDee Lamb, 7 against the Chargers. That feels high based on the inability of Dak Prescott to get Lamb the ball down the field. A.J. Brown, 8 against the Jets and their quality DBs. D.J. Moore, 9. Yeah, he's really turned it on for the Bears. Yeah, I've taken note. Huge game in the win against the Commanders. Vikings don't really have the personnel to make his life difficult. If Fields can get the ball in his hands. Puka Nacua, 10. So how about that? In the Matthew Berry rankings, the first team that pops up with 2 fantasy wide receivers this week are the Rams, right? Very low expectations coming into the season. They're just a 2-win team. They lost the Bengals in week 3. Maybe that's as much against the Cardinals as anything else. But we're impressed by Nacua, right? And we're impressed by the first game of Jared Goff of the season. Amon-Ra, if he goes, against the Bucs at 11. Bucs will be healthy in the secondary. It feels like they'll have their better people out there for this game. Adam Thielen, 12, has been turning it on a horribly bad team in Carolina. Amidst talk this week, they are simplifying some of the language for Bryce Young for the offense. You hear this when teams stink and the offense isn't doing enough. You always hear this. You want to simplify things? Just call Thielen's number until they can stop him. I worry Thielen's going to get hurt because you Vikings fans know that was a problem for him in recent years. Mike Evans, 13, provided Mike goes off the hamstring injury. There's more thunder. Calvin Ridley, 14. Jalen Waddle, 15. Jalen Waddle owners waiting to get their payoff for drafting him. It hasn't really happened much yet. Michael Pittman, 16. DeAndre Hopkins, 17, off a huge game last week. Marquise Brown, 18. I believe Marquise is nursing some sort of a soft tissue injury. DK Metcalf, 19. There's a rib injury there. Brandon Ayuk, 20. And we'll stop there. Ayuk, who had a big play taken off the board in the Niners win against the Cowboys. And then they ran a deep cross to Debo and got almost the same yardage. Reminded me of the fourth home run in the Diamondbacks game in one inning against Lance Lynn throwing BP as the Diamondbacks took back the Dodgers and it was a home run, and then replay overturned it, and then either one or two pitches later, the same player hit a home run a different direction. That's what the Niners losing that big play to penalty and then having another big play right after it reminded me of. Should we do – I'm not doing tight ends. That's enough. That is enough for now. You can ask me any individual questions for your lineups for week six at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As always, I thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.